These are insights for Sanhedrin Perek Chelek, Daf 90 to 96, Measure for Measure. In his brilliant discoveries about physics, Sir Isaac Newton identified three laws of motion. In his third law, Newton determined that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. When sitting on a chair, we're not only exerting force on the chair downwards, the chair is exerting force upon us upwards. Forces only exist as a result of interaction between objects. The interaction between objects does not necessarily require direct physical contact between them. For example, the sun and the planets exert gravitational forces on each other, despite the great spatial separation between them. The Gemara opens its discussions on eschatology, providence, and reward and punishment with the forces that exist in the interactions between us and God. They postulate that God's responses are directly proportional to and oppose our own. The Hachamim essentially apply Newton's third law of motion to our interactions with God. How do we know, they ask, that all of the measures that God takes are measure for measure with ours? We often believe that God's responses to us, whether they be reward or punishment, are not necessarily responsive to the manner and measure of our actions, but rather a payment of sorts. Mere compensation would not necessarily teach us about the nature of our involvement in the world. Yet, when the reaction is equal and opposite to ours, we can learn and improve. The forces at work between us and God, the action and reaction, are a result of how things are, not of how we might wish they would be. When dealing with the complexities and variables of the human psyche and an infinite and conscious God, the actions and reactions can be quite surprising. As we sometimes do not realize the results of our actions in the physical world, we break things without intending to, we bring more joy to others than we might anticipate, so too with our involvement in the universe. We might experience reactions from God that we assumed would be different in magnitude because we misjudged the true force of our actions. It is also true that we're not always immediately aware of the results we set in motion by our actions. There are ripple effects that may only come to play after lapses of time. Rather than look at our relationship with God as one of two separate individuals freely choosing to do what we wish with each other, the Talmud teaches us to see God's actions towards us as reactions that result from our own. In a sense, we're working off each other. In understanding this, we aim at learning the laws of divine motion that are most viable, sustainable, and beneficial to us in the universe. We seek to adjust and hone ourselves so that our movement in and through the world flows well with the circumstances of reality, so that we can live in harmony rather than at odds with God. We try to be like fish in water rather than a bull in a china shop. Clashing with reality can be terribly unpleasant. Different people will find different results from similar actions because of their physical health, mental focus, and psychological well-being. Michael Phelps in water is not you or me. The way we are determines the way the world will react with us. Rambam writes in Hilchot Deot that refining our physical, psychological, and spiritual selves, along with developing sensitivity to our interactions with those around us and with the world, is to walk in the way of God. Because it is all about interactions, it would be beneficial to recognize that all things play on each other in some way, big or small. The entire fabric of the universe is interconnected, and through it all flows the force of the Creator. All of our actions occur within that medium. We are always acting in the waters of reality that surround us. And for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The Talmud's discussions in the chapter examine the opening postulate of midah keneged midah, measure for measure, in its various facets. Ultimately, though, the Talmud teaches us that the world is heading in a certain direction. The world will emerge into a state of perfection. Our involvement in that unfolding and connection to those ends depends on us. We are to learn the laws of its function and know that our successful navigation depends on our relationships, our interactions, and the divine reactions that they incur. As it's written in the book of Yirmiyah, "But only in this should one glory, in his understanding and knowledge of me, for I, God, act with kindness, justice, and equity in the world. For these I desire," declares God.